What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I just need to like bar mitzvah knot. Or the clip-on knot. Maybe that's the one.
Yeah, let's get some Boy Scouts in here and teach you how to do a knot. All right, do we finally know who called the FBI on Diddy? I can't believe this news just sort of randomly dropped yesterday, and it didn't really get picked up by any outlets. I found about this all from TikTok and people sharing information from interviews that they had seen. But there's a report coming out from Jamie Foxx's upcoming Netflix comedy special, which hasn't been released, by the way, where apparently in his comedy special, he makes a claim that Sean Diddy Combs poisoned him, and that's what caused his stroke, and that's what led him to get into the hospital last year. Do you remember that? We're like, what's going on? He was filming a movie in Atlanta, ends up in the hospital, is very cryptic about what's going on with his health, like isn't saying, oh, it was a stroke, oh, it was a heart attack. And we're all like, oh, he's just so old. Like, he's just working too hard. He's stressed. He had some kind of heart attack. But he is allegedly claiming in this upcoming comedy special that it was because he got poisoned.
But it's comedy special. So is it a joke that like he doesn't want to tell the real reason why he's in the hospital, so he's just saying that instead?
So that was my first thought. But I haven't seen it yet, but according to the people who have, they said that on stage he made it apparent that he wasn't joking.
Really?
Like the tone shift.
His tone, he shifted his tone to let people know this is not a part of the jokes.
So what would be the motivation there for Diddy to try to poison?
So here's what the rumors are saying.
Okay.
So celeb bodyguard Choke No Joke also claims that Diddy beat Jamie Foxx, leading to the hospitalization. But I'm trying to make sure I know who said this. Big Homie C said that basically there are tapes where Jamie Foxx is in these freak off videos, which are like those very sexual parties that led to a lot of the allegations that Diddy was sex trafficking people. And so he was called in as a witness, Jamie Foxx was, and basically he was poisoned so that he couldn't rat out Diddy to the authorities. So then once he gets called, or once he goes to the hospital for allegedly getting poisoned and or beaten, he calls the FBI on Diddy and makes sure that he gets his dues.
No way.
Yeah, it's interesting. And this is not the first time Big Homie C has said this. He said it before, but it didn't get any traction because I don't think people, they just thought it was salacious and just like, you know, gossipy. But
guy trying to grab some clout, but now it seems like it has some credibility.
And now you wonder if, I always thought that Jamie wasn't telling us because he was saving it for his special, which would make sense. But now you wonder if he couldn't really tell us. And now that Diddy is compromised, he's able to actually say it freely.
Well, now, the special's going to come out soon, right?
I don't have a release date for it, but it does make me wonder, what did he know at the time that he filmed it that made him feel comfortable saying it? Because I was at Heather McMahon's special in Atlanta that was filmed a year ago and it just came out.
Exactly.
So it makes me want to know, like, at what point did he know that he was going to be safe to
that's
be able to say
point.
That?
Because
that
that's what I wanted to know, was when it was filmed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this obviously had to have been filmed more than likely before the public got the news and all these allegations came out and all these charges came out against Diddy.
It's also a lot of speculation right now. This feels like the kind of thing that if it was a joke, that for clickbait, people would make it bigger than it really is. So we just don't know yet. We haven't seen it yet.
But again, Jamie wouldn't know that this would be clickbait because he would have filmed this prior to the world finding out all this stuff about Diddy and his freak-off parties.
Depending when he filmed it.
Depending on when he filmed it.
Which we don't know.
We don't know when it was filmed, and I don't know when it's getting released. I can assume that it's sometime soon because obviously, like, if people have seen it, it's maybe going into like audience testing to see like when it should get released. But I mean, it had to have been somewhat soon.
If a celebrity, you know, as we're reacting to this in such a shocking way, if another A-list celebrity comes out and says they are the victim of this, does it have more credibility to you guys because it is a celebrity rather than the dozens of people that have already come out and said, this is what happened to me at the party?
If honestly, at this point, if it involves Diddy, I see it all the same. Mm-hmm. Celebrity, non-celebrity, I take it all just as serious.
Well, I do think celebrities have more to lose. Like, I think if you're somebody that doesn't have a public reputation and you're saying, oh, well, I was at this party or this happened to me with Diddy, you don't really have as much to lose. So to an extent, I do think a celebrity does have more credibility. What I do find really interesting that's also coming out from all of these reports is people are noting, or a lot of the rumors are coming out that what he used to poison people was cyanide. And if you do not, if cyanide isn't completely effective, like if it's not a big enough dose, it can actually cause pneumonia, which a lot of people are noting was Kim Porter's cause of death, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people in his camp have also died of, or have also caught pneumonia. So now people are wondering, is this our first celebrity serial killer?
All right, so I'm wondering, as I'm trying to figure out, like, you know, as we're figuring this all out on the fly, I think he did a 3-night stand-up special in Atlanta October 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
Okay, so that was very recent.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why he was able to finally speak about it, because Diddy's compromised.
Yes, because it was titled What Had Happened Was, An Evening with Jamie Foxx, and that happened earlier this month in Atlanta. And maybe they're turning that into the comedy special.
Possibly.
Yeah, quick turnaround. All right, Cardi B has been hospitalized with a medical emergency. Why did she cancel, or sorry, does it have anything to do with the baby that she just had? I'll explain on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus T&Cs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.